Now listen to the conversation again from the beginning. You should be able to understand all of it now. Can you?
Hey, Mary!
Hi, Mary. You've really been gone a long time. How do you do that?
Hi. Well, I talked with my teachers before I left about the work I'd miss. Besides, my aunt in Denver made me study a lot there. She used to be a teacher, you know.
I thought she was your rich aunt.
Not very. But she didn't have any kids to raise, so she does have some money, even though she was a teacher.
How was the skiing?
Cold. At least three of the days I went, and so many people on Washington's birthday.
The beaches here were full on Washington's birthday, too. It really was warm here, so lots of people went swimming.
Well, it looked like everyone from back east was in Colorado skiing then. We should have stayed home that day. We took the ski train over to Winter Park, so at least we didn't have to drive. It's a good thing we did. There were so many cars and buses and no place to park anywhere.
Just like the beaches here.
I like Keystone better than Winter Park, but my aunt likes Winter Park better, so we went there part of the time. That's where the train goes, not to Keystone. We had to drive over there.
Did you take any lessons? Ski lessons, I mean.
Yeah, the first day. Just a class lesson in the morning. Six people. All-day lessons cost too much. I learned some new turns, but you couldn't teach some of the class anything. Too uptight. Couldn't take it easy at all.
How many times did you fall down?
Wouldn't you like to know? Well, if you don't fall down, you aren't tried and hard enough, they say. So, of course, I fell a few times.
Break anything?
Of course not. I know how to fall now. When you first begin, you've got to be careful. But now I know how to...
Yeah. Now you know how to fall. We know.
Well, I'm sure I can ski better than you can.
Well, so what? We can surf a lot better than you, right?
You're boys.
So? What difference does that make? Lots of girls surf.
Aw, your mom and dad let you guys do lots of things that I can't, just because I'm a girl.
But you got to go to Colorado skiing. We didn't. Your folks let you go alone.
That was Aunt Emily, not my folks. She invited me to visit her. They couldn't very well say no. Besides, I paid for my own ticket.
How many days were you in Denver?
Do you mean just in Denver or in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Well, I left here Friday after school. We had to buy ski stuff on Saturday.
Uh-oh, more money.
Well, after all, I had to keep warm.
Okay. Then what?
On Sunday, Aunt Emily just had to show me around town. Denver's not as big as L.A., of course. We drove along the river for a ways. It was really warm for Denver, at least 55. And there were trees along the river and...
So? All George asked was how long you were in Colorado. Not how many rivers and trees and mountains and...
Well, if you aren't interested in my story, I'll tell someone else. I'm sorry you're such a poor listener.
Well, anyway, so you drove around Denver on Sunday. When'd you go skiing?
Monday was Washington's birthday, right? So that's the day we took the train to Winter Park, you know, and back.
You didn't stay overnight?
No. There's some hotels in the village there, but it would have cost too much to stay there. Besides, skiing stops at 4 or so, just before dark, and the train leaves at 4:15. You don't miss any skiing, even if you don't stay overnight.
Don't they have night skiing there?
I don't really remember. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any lights there. There weren't any at Keystone either, I don't think.
So that was Monday.
Okay, I know. We stayed home Tuesday. My aunt's washer wouldn't work, so she called a store to get someone to come out and fix it. Found a pair of white socks and a little piece of wood in it. They got it fixed late in the afternoon, so we didn't go anywhere.
When did you ski?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We drove over to Keystone.
Every day? Just you two yourselves?
Yeah, we went by ourselves. Left about 7 and got there around 15 to 9, skied a few hours until 11, ate a little lunch down at the car, then skied until about 3:30, and left as soon as we could after that. I loved it. We got home about 5, except once when we got caught behind a big blue truck on a long hill.
I didn't know they had any hills there. Just mountains.
Well, I guess it really was a mountain. It took us about 20 minutes to get around the truck. It really was going slow. We got home about 5:30 that night.
Wow! 4 days of skiing in 5 days!
Oh, we went again on Sunday, too. So I skied 5 days just the first week, then 5 more the next week, too. That was plenty of skiing for me. I flew back last Sunday night and slept on the plane. We must have skied 25 miles last Sunday. My poor legs! But anyway, it was lots of fun. But I'm back all in one piece now with lots to do to catch up in school.
Well, if you ever need help again with your dog walking, I might have time later on. Basketball season's almost over, and baseball hasn't started yet, and...
Yeah, I know. You told me that before. I'll let you know if I do. Maybe some nice rainy day when I don't want to get wet.
Gee, thanks. She only wants help on rainy days. That's a woman for you.
Say, you interested in fish? I take care of some fish tanks once a week. You know, clean things up for the lady next door to Mrs. Miller. Usually on Saturday. Interested?
How come you don't want to do it yourself?
Well, I've got the dogs to walk, and on some Saturdays I have to wash some of them, cut the hair around their eyes, and other stuff. So cleaning up the fish takes just too much time.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I could do the fish tank Saturday mornings until it gets warm enough to go to the beach in the morning. But once it gets hot out...
Oh, could you please? That'd really help me out. Be a doll, John. Huh? Will you?
Be a what? A doll?
Oh, you know, like they say on TV. You're a doll for helping me.
Well, I sure ain't no doll. And if you call me that, no fish cleaning.
Oh, don't get that way. Just do the fish tanks for me this Saturday, okay? I'll show you how. Will you?
Yeah, I guess I could. But not too early Saturday. How much?
I get $3 for each fish tank, and she's got 2.
How long does it take?
If you do a good job, it'll take about an hour apiece. But you can't start before 9:30. She sleeps late Saturday mornings.
Boy, that sounds good to me. $6 for just a couple of hours' work. Maybe I could get interested myself. No way. I started this. Maybe you can find some cats or horses or cows to walk. Ah, come off it, will you? I've got to get going anyway. You guys go ahead and get your fish stuff worked out. I'll see you around.
Okay, I'll see you.
So long, George.
Oh, John, give me a call about surfing Saturday. Will you know what you'll be doing?
Yeah, okay. I want to go for sure Saturday afternoon if it's warm enough.
See ya.
So long.
Be cool, man.
You too.
That's all. So long for now. This is the end of Lesson 19. Hear America Speak. Lesson 20. Review and Test. This lesson is both a review of what you have studied already and also a test for you to see how well you have learned to listen to American English. First, some review. You will hear a conversation. Circle the letter of the words which best tell you what you heard. Only one answer is correct for each part. Are you ready? Number 1.
I need some money to go visit my aunt in Denver.
Where are you going to get it?
I sure don't know. What can I do?
Try babysitting. How about walking dogs?
I don't know. I'll think about it. Thanks.
Circle the best answer now. Don't listen to the tape again. Are you finished? Go on to the next part now. Number 2.
Hey, Mary, did you put an ad in next Sunday's paper?
Did I what?
Did you put an ad in next Sunday's paper yet?
What for? I don't know if I'm going to walk dogs yet.
Circle the best answer. Are you finished? Number 3.
Mary, do you have enough money to go skiing yet?
I don't know. I have the money for the plane and a little more, but not enough to buy anything warm to wear, I don't think.
So you gotta work some more, huh?
Yeah, at least a couple of weeks more.
Are you done now? Ready for the next part? Number 4.
Hey, John. What do you all have to do when you walk those dogs for Mary?
Oh, you gotta get them and take them outside. Then you walk them along the street slowly for about half an hour. Sometimes they play around a bit, but they're pretty good dogs. Then you take them home. If their feet need it, you gotta clean them off with an old rag. And that's all there is to it.
Sounds easy enough to me.
All finished? Next, number 5.
John, can you go surfing tomorrow afternoon?
Let's see. It'll be Tuesday, so no basketball practice. I ought to be able to.
What about Mary's dogs?
I'll be done early. No afternoon class tomorrow. It ought to be okay.
Do you need more time to answer this one? Stop the tape now if you do. Next, number 6.
Mary, what's your Aunt Emily like?
My aunt? She's not very tall. She likes tea with sugar in it. She has a yellow house in Denver, and she's very friendly. She used to teach high school English. What else do you want to know?
Not much else, I guess.
Are you finished now? Number 7.
George, have you seen Mary around?
No. Haven't you?
No, I wanted to talk with her about Washington's birthday.
What about it?
I want to know what she'll be doing then.
I think she'll be in Colorado then, won't she?
I'm not sure. Gotta ask her.
All done now? Next is number 8.
Hey, Mary. When'd you get back from Colorado?
Hi, George. Just last night. I got in about 9:30. Where's John? I haven't seen him yet.
He's got a class now, but he'll be done at noon, I think. Then he's got basketball after lunch today, I think.
If you see him, tell him I'm back and want to talk with him, okay?
Yeah, okay. See you later. Gotta go now.
Yeah, thanks.
Have you circled the best answer here? Next, number 9.
My folks make a big difference between me and what you guys can do. They don't want me to surf, but they think it's okay for you two to.
Yeah, they think a girl can't do the same things guys can. Will they let you get a bike or a skateboard like us?
No skateboard, they say, but a bike will be okay next summer if I have the money to buy one.
Finish now? Now, number 10.
Mary, you gonna learn to drive this year?
Me? Nah, my folks want me to wait till next year.
Mine too. Said I'm not old enough yet.
I thought mine would let me learn this year, but I was too busy with basketball and other stuff, they said, so not until next year.
Guess we'll all be taking the bus a lot until next year, won't we?
Yeah, guess so.
Finished? Now, let's see what the right answer should be.
Number 1, B. Number 2, A. Number 3, C. Number 4, A. Number 5, C. Number 6, B. Number 7, C. Number 8, B. Number 9, A. Number 10, A.
How many did you get right? If you got 8, 9, or 10 correct, you have learned how to hear America speak very well. If you didn't get at least 8 correct, you should listen to all 20 lessons again. This has been both a review and a test to see how well you understand young Americans when they speak with each other. That's all for now. This is the end of Lesson 20. Book 2 of Hear America Speak. Goodbye. Thank you.